The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
While some students roll out of bed and walk to class in 5 minutes,
we're out here timing our transit transfers like Olympic athletes.
Welcome back to The Commuters, the podcast about TMU life, one bus ride at a time.
Today we'll be talking about campus life as a commuter.
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
This is Rocio and Serena,
and you're listening to The Commuters.
So I think one of the biggest things as a commuter and like campus life is, for me at least, when there's a really long day, let's say I have 3 classes in one day, and they're not back to back, it's that long gap of a break between classes.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't even know what to do.
Exactly. And especially near the start of the semester when you don't have a lot of assignments and you're still getting to know the class. Yeah. So I think especially for us in first, second, and now third year, we've had a lot of experiences where we have a lot of gap time between our classes. And I think first year was really hard because we didn't know what to do.
And still, like, getting to know the campus, right? You don't know.
Exactly.
Like, maybe you're still looking for, like, spots to nap, for example.
Yes, you don't know, okay, where do I go to do my work in a quiet spot? Where do I go sleep? Where do I go have lunch, even?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, as a commuter, you know, you don't have your apartment or dorm 5-minute walk and you can just go get a snack or something.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like, now I find that during my breaks, I'm doing way different things than from first year. First
year, 100%.
Yeah, like, for example, we had that 6-hour break. I remember we always do the same thing.
I remember we would, since we're in media production, we have our certain lounge. And I remember every gap we would, so we discovered the metro. There's a metro in front. There's a metro in front of like the main building where our classes are. And we would go there. We would get our lunch. I remember we'd always get like those potatoes with the pasta. Do you remember that?
Yes. I will tell a story.
Oh,
after.
Yeah. She has a story.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, and then we would go back to the lounge and we would eat it. And then since there's like couches, I remember we would sometimes even nap in there.
But those couches were the crustiest things there is.
I was like kind of grossed out, but I was like, I can't anymore because my eyes are literally shutting down. And I remember one time we literally fell asleep for a good, I want to say 20 to 30 minutes. And we turned off the lights of the lounge. And all of a sudden, I remember we were napping. And the lights flicker on, and it's just this group of people, and they're like, "Oh my god, we're so sorry," because we like get up and we're like, "Oh my god, what's happening?" And we're like, "Oh no, like it's okay. Like obviously this isn't our home.
Yeah, no, no,
it's a shared space."
Yeah, yeah.
But I just remember we were laughing so much because like people were like apologizing.
The amount of times that happened though, like.
No,
we would nap there. Like we would full on just after class go straight there. Eat something and just nap.
That was like our dorm, basically.
But if you guys take away anything from this episode, do not sleep on those couches. Who knows what's on them? Like, I don't think they're clean. Actually, I think there used to be a fabric one.
No,
I think
it's
they
leather.
Took it out because that fabric one was so gross. Like, it had like some like spots. And like, for an idea, it was disgusting to look at. But other people, if they were using the other leather couches, I would use it.
You know what, though?
Disgusting.
At the end of the day, that just proves that commuters have it a little bit harder, especially when we have a full day of classes, because, you know, it's easy for people living in the dorms or near campus to just, they can go to their house 5 minutes and walk. We would have to take a train, a bus. That adds up to, what, 2 hours by the time we get home?
There's
our class
no
is already starting. Or
you get home, tuck yourself into bed. Oh, no, it's time to leave.
I gotta leave. Like, yeah, so I think that's definitely something that I learned as a commuter, how to adapt to that in my later years. And I think now we've definitely learned how to use that big gap time.
Yeah, like creating your own routine, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember, like, first year we were mainly in the lounge, but later on I was trying out new spots on campus, mm-hmm. so I started going to the SLC, but again, that's where almost all the commuters go, right? And this is, like, mainly a commuter school, so
it was so packed.
Packed. Maybe there's just, like, a few hours during the day where there's less people, mm-hmm. but, like, I feel like I can't focus or, like, relax mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. so many people around. Like, personally, I want to be in, like, just, like, some secluded area and just relax.
No, 100%. Nap,
do my work before class. I don't know, just wind down, right? I do recommend, there's, I can't remember the floor, but the library has really nice spots.
Oh, yes. I think it's floor.
There's, like, cubicles.
Yeah, floor. I think in almost all the floors, but I think floor 8, I remember, I discovered there's, like, long tables, but there's, like, dividers in between, so you can just focus, and it's nice and quiet.
No one can see you, too.
Exactly. It's you plug so in nice. Your earbuds, and you just do your work.
Go check it out, guys.
Oh, yes. speaking of, like, certain spots, what if we talk about, like, our, I guess, like, gem spots, like,
oh, like
on
our
campus,
favorite. Yeah,
and why we go there, what we do there.
Yeah, why not? you can start first, I guess.
Well, for starters, yes, I think the library, especially if you want to get some work done and you enjoy quiet spaces to do your work, the cubicles, the long tables, even study rooms you can book out and work with your friends. I think another spot that this year we have gone to a lot is Aroma. So if you're looking for a place to study and grab lunch,
and spend a little more.
2-minute walk from the Eden Center is Aroma. It's so good. Their food, they have breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Their pumpkin soup. Guys, recommend. If you haven't tried it, go eat it.
Go try their cheese and egg croissant with avocado spread. That is our go-to.
Yes, Rocio discovered that one time. We were working at Aroma and she's like, you know what, I'm going to try something different. What if I have like an egg and cheese croissant? And then we go to the self-checkout thing and you can put whatever you want. You can literally, whatever you want, they have it.
And we discovered the avocado spread and it's so good. I could have like 5 of
I'm
those.
A different person after eating that.
But yeah, that's definitely, if you're looking for a place to study and have lunch at, that's definitely our go-to place currently that we go to.
Another spot that I go to is Engineering Building.
I haven't really been there.
They actually have nice areas to study there because it's really mm-hmm. quiet. Everyone there is so studious. Everyone's always working.
They're not loud like in the RCC. Everyone's always either filming something.
Everyone's hardly working. You know? No, everyone's always like moving around here and talking and recording or something. But yeah, that's a nice place because like they have long tables. One thing that's a little weird is the chairs are like really close to each other and there's no like separation. There's no cubicles. So you're just like, when I sit next to someone, I'm like, it feels like I'm like sitting down to work with them. I'm like,
yeah, even if you go, that's why I like the library. There's like dividers, but SLC, they have like tables where you can study, but there's no like dividers. It's beside the person. Yeah, I can literally see what they're watching, what they're working on. I remember.
Hey, do your work. Don't get distracted.
A few weeks ago, I went to the SLC. I think I was waiting for you.
Yeah.
I sat down to do my work. I can literally see what the person beside me is doing. But she was literally studying like chapter 12 of chemistry or something.
Yeah. Hey, like I know that I can help you out.
No, it's the tables.
There's some places where they do have cubicles though.
Oh. Well, I guess I haven't discovered
floor yet. Then you're gonna have to go discover somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but going back to like the food thing though, the story that I had.
Oh yes. Tell us about your Metro story.
Oh, my goodness, guys. So,
it was really funny.
That long day that we would have, the 6-hour break, when we would get to our night class, so 5 to 10.
Yeah, it was 5 to 10.
We would get a break to go eat dinner because it was during dinner time, right? And we would always go to Metro. And I would either get some food from the pre-made food. Like, they had, like,
pasta,
mac and cheese,
mac and cheese, chicken. Yeah.
At the beginning, we really liked it, then realized it's probably disgusting. Yeah. They probably like reheat that food for a whole week.
So we decided to try like the packaged salads. Like salads and fruits.
Yeah. We've tried that like pasta salad. I was not a big fan of it. It kind of hurt my stomach.
Sorry, Metro.
But anyway, so I grabbed this salad because it was a fruit salad. No, it was a
Caesar salad or something. There was some like salad. That. Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. But I'm like so excited to eat something healthy, being healthy, refreshing. I bought that, went back to class. I'm eating it and I look down. There is a fly in my salad.
I just ate a salad.
But it didn't come into my salad when I was in class. It was in the salad when it was being packaged.
The fly bloop into Serena.
Guys, I wanted to throw up.
I wanted to throw up and I wasn't even eating it. And then I remember we went back to Metro. Yes,
I went back and they were closed. And I'm like, please, like there was people working there. It was like it had closed like what, 5 minutes ago?
No, not even. Like 60 seconds ago.
Closed.
Yeah.
Oh, it was closing in a minute, I swear. Yeah. There was people still like checking out. And I'm like showing them the salad and this girl comes out and she's like, or security, and they're like, oh, they're closing. Sorry, we can't do anything. And I'm like, please, like, I just bought this salad and there's a freaking fly in my
salad. Give me another one. I want to eat. I'm hungry.
Yes. Or like refund me something. Yeah. And she's like,
come back tomorrow.
Bring back the salad tomorrow. I was not on campus tomorrow. I'm like, am I going to come back 2 days later and keep this salad with me? Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I didn't have dinner that day. Or I probably went somewhere after. But like, I didn't get to eat my salad till after class. I didn't eat till after class, and I had to lose money. I threw out the salad.
Yeah, I think luckily it was cheaper than other places, yeah, but like Starbucks still, ew. Yeah.
But like, are you kidding me?
Anyways, I think another big topic as a commuter and campus life is making friends, especially in first year. I think there were a lot of moments, at least for me, where you know, I had the, like, FOMO feeling.
Yeah, I felt the same thing. Like, especially in first year when you're trying to meet new people and make connections and just getting to know new people. Because coming from high school and elementary school, like, it's different. It's more, like, forced proximity. Like, oh, you have people in your class. You're meeting them. Or
here, there's so many people.
There's so many people. Yeah. You kind of have to just, like, step outside of your comfort zone and just be like, hey, like.
Exactly. And, you know, this is a commuter school, like we acknowledge that, but there are still a lot of people, you know, who lived first year in on residence and are now living near campus. So it's like when you make friends with those people and they're inviting you, I think we got invited to like a dorm party first year, for example, or just they want to hang out with you, right? Moments like that as a commuter, it's really hard for you to do because you have to either catch a train or just a lot of time management has to go into that.
Yeah, like if there's something later at night and you have an 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yes, you want to go, but
you physically are going to feel like a zombie the next day.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas, you know, if you're living here, that is not a big issue. Mm-hmm. And maybe it is, but at least from a commuter perspective, it's not as big as an issue because home is 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
You could just go to bed and wake up 5 minutes before class.
Yeah.
Whereas we know home is like 2 hours away and we have to wake up 2 hours before,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. And I think a big aspect is also like clubs or recreational activities and stuff. Like I wanted to join like volleyball or some intramural, right?
Exactly.
Something fun to get to know new people and meet people on campus. But taking into account the amount of assignments I have to do, and doing these activities take up time that I feel like I don't have sometimes because I have to commute back. I would be getting home way too late, maybe be tired, and then not be able to work on an assignment, right?
Or even the clubs would have like events during class time or in weeks where we had so many assignments to do, or they would be really late. And again, we would have to take a train. We wouldn't be able to go, right? Yeah. And meet new people there. I think that was something we had discussed first year. Is like, okay, let's join a lot of clubs. But I think, at least for me, I realized that even in joining clubs, it's still really hard to actually, yeah, like, maintain those connections.
Because you can't see them as often.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Because
it's not like, oh, let's hang out right now. You have to, like, plan a week in advance, right? Because you have to take into account, oh, I have to go home. I have this assignment. It's harder to, like, meet up with people on campus, right? But you have to adapt and learn.
Yeah, like you're saying, like, you have to plan in advance because you can't just be like, okay, let's just hang out after class with someone who's living here like 5 minutes away. No, I gotta go home, right?
I can't, yeah.
I just remembered this. Maybe fun fact about our podcast title, actually. It's called The Commuters. And I guess we can say like the origin of it.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Our podcast title is The Commuters because we made a lot of friends with non-commuters first year.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, we were referred to as, oh, hey, look, like, you guys are the commuters. We weren't even referred to as Rocio and Serena. It's like, oh, the commuters. We're like, what?
The commuters.
What? I'm sorry. That's when we realized we want to have people change this idea of what a commuter is.
Yeah.
And as
change the meaning of being a commuter.
Yes! And as well, just see the positive aspects of it and the benefits, which mm-hmm. we definitely talked about in our last episode.
Yeah.
But as well, some of the conflicts that we go through, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so now it's time for our transit tale of the week, where we share the wildest, weirdest, and most unforgettable commuter stories from us, our friends, and you, our listeners.
And this week, we got one of our listeners to send their story in.
So, this transit tale is from Ava, and this is what she wrote. Last year, I was commuting to my only class of the day when my subway completely shut down at Queens Station. Everyone on the train had to walk to the end of the train because it was the only section on the platform. Then I had to walk the rest of the way to class. And when I finally arrived, the professor taught for 20 minutes and ended the class early.
No. Oh my goodness. That is
one thing.
I hate when
that happens.
Even for like classes that on our schedule is only 1 hour. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I have to commute for 2 hours to be at school for
not even an hour. 50 minutes because we start 10 minutes after the hour, right?
And imagine it's like an 8 a.m. and you wake up at like 4 or 5 a.m. and you have to... Uh-huh. Literally, wake up so early, commute, and you're only there for like
I actually have a class like that this semester. So I have a 9 a.m., a 9 to 10 a.m. It's just 1 hour. By the time we start, it's 9:10. And by the time we end, it's 9:50. So we only have class for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm done. I'm done for the day, right? So
I feel like that should be online or you can... I feel like you can have that 1 hour into... Is the other class 3 hours?
Yeah.
They should split it 2 and 2, I feel.
I agree. I think that's something I also thought about, but I'm not quite sure what the process is of how, why they have sometimes a 3 hour lecture and then a 1 hour tutorial class. But yeah, I, especially as a commuter, when you have like subway issues, train issues that delay you and you're late to class and your class is only for an hour, why am I even going? But you have to go because you commuted for so long, right?
And then sometimes you're like, oh, let's not go at all, but like you have to go
to class,
which sucks,
especially if they're mandatory or maybe you have an assignment right for that 1 hour class and you maybe want to ask your prof something. I don't know, but that sucks. We're sorry to hear that, Ava. We feel you. We've been through that. We've definitely been through that. But again, that's the commuter life, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for sending in your transit tale. And remember, you can send yours in as well.
Going back to like the idea of making friends on campus and feeling that we weren't able to hang out as much as we wanted to, that kind of ties to that point we made at the beginning that like, you get FOMO. Like,
oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And I think for me, at least, I felt that more first year because, you know, I wanted...
Yeah.
That's when you meet new people,
university
right?
experience,
exactly.
right? That everyone tells you about. And I'm hearing stories from friends at other universities that, like, they live on campus. They live and they're there. Like, I'm making so many friends. Like, I'm telling, we're hearing all these stories, right?
And they can go out with their friends every day. They can study with their friends every day. They don't have to worry about commuting back because they can just walk back to their house or their dorm. Them, like,
5-minute walk.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I think, you know, at least for me in first year, I had lots of scenarios where I was invited even just to study with someone in their dorm or hang out with them after class. And that idea of saying that you can't every time and because you have to catch your train or just commute back home, it kind of makes you feel like left out or like you're missing out on these things, right? Because that's the only opportunity to actually get to
exactly
know that person and bond with them, right? Outside of class, obviously. Or, like, I remember this one time in first year, I was invited to go out to, like, a dinner after one of our classes were done. And again, I had to say no. And after so many times of saying no, you feel like they're not going to want to invite you anymore, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Or that idea of when people who are living in dorms is like, oh, we're just going to head back to the dorm, right? We'll see you later. You just feel like you're missing out on that university experience, yeah. Like you were saying. And I think one thing we talked about in first year was, should we maybe have considered living in a dorm?
And I had that conversation with my mom. She's she then realized, like, yeah, that you are missing out kind of on 100%. That
and
university experience that everyone talks about and you're so excited to have, living on dorm, sharing a room with your roommate.
You kind of have to push a little bit more as a commuter to get to know people and just have that university experience.
And I feel like that's what everyone talks about after university too. Like, well, a lot of people, how they've had all these fun experiences living on campus or sharing an apartment with their roommate. And like, I feel like we're never going to experience that, which is kind of sad, but
we have the other side, the other perspective. Yeah. Yeah. It's like after hearing everyone, you know, say, oh, you know, you could just come to my dorm or we're having a get together, you know, and you don't get to experience that. It just, it makes you feel it's like you totally missed out on that. I really felt after first year, should I have considered staying on campus? But I also really appreciate being a commuter. You know, I love living at home. And, you know, we're going to talk more about that next week, our home life as a commuter.
Yeah, it's nice still being with your family. Because I know a lot of people who live on campus talk about how they miss their parents or family. Yeah. Maybe a pet.
Yes! Oh my gosh. I don't know what I would do if I was away from my pet that long. But yeah, there's definitely both pros and cons in both situations, right? But I think, that's just how we felt our first year as commuters when it came to our social life. Now, though, I think now, as years have gone by, it has changed. People who were living in dorms now understand our lifestyle and our side, and now we understand theirs, their right?
Side, yeah.
So it has become better, I would say.
And there's a lot of people that lived on campus like first year and now they live at home, exactly. Right? Because it was like we were saying, to get that experience, but like it's not that necessary. Like they're able to live at home, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's more of the experience, that university experience in first year.
Yeah, which is nice to have.
100%.
But it's not like you're missing out on too much if you're staying at home, right?
No.
But yeah. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today's episode.
We've really enjoyed sharing our perspectives of, you know, our social lives, our special spots on campus that we like going
to. Yeah, maybe you'll try some out.
Oh, yes. Let us know. Next week, we're going to talk about our double life.
Balancing both living at home and your school life. And if anything has stuck with you today, please do not buy a salad at Metro.
No, and don't sit on those couches.
Please don't.
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
And remember, at TMU, getting there is half the story.
And this podcast tells the rest.